Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight with the heads of three important organizations in town. Our first guest is Tony Suarez, who is the general manager of the Long Beach Armada professional baseball team. Tony, welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks, Art. Very happy to be here.
This is the fifth year that the Armada have been in town. Tony is a Canadian, an attorney, spent time running the Ice Dogs here in town, and now you're with the great Armada organization.
That's right. It's time to turn to baseball. Yeah, we're very excited about our fifth season here in Long Beach, and we have a lot of things planned for this year.
Well, I've been a supporter of Long Beach Armada for all 5 years. We've been a sponsor. They've helped us. And I have to tell you, it's a great fan-friendly product right here in town. But you have hopes to take it to the next level.
Well, definitely. I think we can always improve. And I think what we want to do is really make it a true minor league experience. And I think that entails having live music. As soon as you walk into the ballpark most nights, we're going to have an expanded kid zone where we've actually moved it. So it's down the third baseline, so you can actually see the field from the kid zone. We're going to put in a little bar on the right-hand side, on the first base side. You know, we've got a brand new video scoreboard so we can play clips. So it's just all those things that sort of just add to the excitement.
Well, it always impressed me that for a couple of bucks, you can take yourself and your family to the game. You can have a hot dog and a soda or a beer. The kids have their great entertainment products between the innings and at the half innings. And, you know, 25, 30, 40 bucks, you have a family of four entertainment package. And where else can you get that?
Right, and that's the key. It has to be affordable for the whole family. We want it so people can come in. You know, first of all, parking is free. Our general admission tickets start at $8, and there are a lot of two-for-one coupons and deals out there with local merchants and other businesses that we partner with. And then, you know, on some days, it's, you know, Tuesdays are $1 hot dog, Thursdays are $2 beer. That's very important for us. We have to make it economical for the families, especially the way, you know, things are now.
Well, this is one of the longest-running local professional teams in town, and it's not easy, but they really deserve our support. Not doing someone a favor, but doing yourself a favor by going to a game right here in town. It's quality baseball. Now, you have a couple of former major leaguers on the team.
Yes, we do. We're real excited this year. Jose Lima, who is a former National League All-Star with the Houston Astros, a 21-game winner, and people really know him also from his time with the Dodgers as a pitcher that brought him a postseason win. And also, he's very colorful. He's known as Lima Time, and he lives up to his name. He interacts with the fans, with the players, and he just loves playing baseball and having a good time. And the other thing is, he's a great pitcher. So we're very excited to have Jose Lima in our uniform this year. And also, we've brought in Hideki Arabu. Hideki was a Japanese superstar who came to the majors in 1995 with the New York Yankees. And he contributed to two World Series there. And he's had a couple of years that he's been off due to injury. And he's making his comeback. And he's decided to do it with the Armada. And we've seen him pitch. He has his fastball in the low 90s. And he's ready to go. So we're real excited about having him in the rotation.
Now, some of your players have never been in the majors. But they're using this as a stepping stone trying to get into the majors. Others are former major leaguers, like the two you mentioned, that maybe need to retool a bit and hope to get back there. So everyone's trying to move on. And I know that the team feels good, even though it hurts the team, when one of their players are plucked into the majors.
Well, definitely. But that's always the goal of every organization, is to move the players along. So we have a lot of players that are trying to get back into organized with an organization. So you see a lot of players that are, you know, especially players that are 25, 26, are sort of caught in the numbers game in an organization. It might be, you know, the third or fourth best third baseman, but there's five or six guys that are in their early 20s that are right below them. And so they'll say, you know what, it's time to move on. They end up with the Armada or another team in independent baseball, but it's an opportunity to prove themselves and show that they should get another shot. And it happens to a lot of guys, and we're happy when it happens, definitely.
And it's a good level of baseball when you go out there. And I personally think of Blair Field as the Field of Dreams. It's a beautiful setting with those tall trees in the background, and you can't find a more relaxing place and time to spend a summer night than at an Armada game at Blair Field.
Oh, no, it's picturesque. There's no doubt about it. It's a great place to watch a game. There's not a bad seat in the stadium. It's perfect size. There's always a lot of energy, and it's a great way to spend an evening or an afternoon.
Well, I can see the light in your eyes as you talk about this. What would be your goal at the end of the season, looking back? What would be some benchmarks that you'd like to see accomplished this year under your leadership?
Well, you know, of course, you know, first of all, it is all about the baseball. We've got a great team, I think, this year. We've got good leadership in Gary Templeton, a former Major League All-Star shortstop, and he brings a quite impressive resume of managing to our team. So definitely we want a great product on the field. We want to compete for the championship, but we just want a place that people come to and they have a good time, you know, between inning promotions, or it's the music or the kids zone. You know, at the end of the day, we just want people to have said, you know what, it was a lot of fun going to the Armada this season.
Well, amen to that. And Tony, thanks so much for joining us here on Straight Talk, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thanks, Art.
And we're putting up a number now and on our website. If you are motivated to want to get further information, buy some tickets, call this number, visit the website, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Stay with us. We'll be back more of Straight Talk after these messages.